How much, quick?
What?
It's for the wife.
Oh, 20 shekels.
Right.
What?
There you are.
Wait a minute. What? Well, we're supposed to haggle.
Hello and welcome to Between the Borderlands, a liminal space for superfluous content. My name's Spencer, aka Free Thrall. And what I've got for you here is an unboxing. And I've kind of fallen out of the habit of recording unboxings because, I don't know, do people want to listen to that? I know some people enjoy it, some people don't. Now, I received a few boxes recently. A few of those boxes contained solo games. And I've got an episode in the pipeline regarding solo play. So I'm probably going to talk about that content there. Also, the kids have been off. It's the Easter break. So I haven't really had the opportunity to sit down and do unboxings. However, for this particular one, I found a quiet moment, so I decided to record it. Now, what have we got here? Parcel. Second class. It says small parcel, but it's about A4 size. 3 inches deep. It's a slightly irregular shape. The base looks slightly rounded. Let's get in here. I'm using my letter opener again, and I know not to do that because I broke the last one. Opening a parcel. While I'm saying this, I'm finding myself continuing to do it, ill-advised as it is. Yep, I appear to be sticking with it as a strategy. I deserve everything that I get. Having said that, I'm not getting very far into the parcel. Jiminy Cricket. What? I don't really fast myself with anything sharper. My hands being what they are. Oh, here we go. Got the end off. Bubble wrap. It's two copies. Two copies, mind. Why did they send me two? A Mouse Ritter Estate. Really screwed up. Probably me. What the hell? Saw this on eBay. It was up for 50 quid. And they asked me if I wanted to put an offer in on it. And I managed to pick it up for 43 quid. Which I thought was a bargain. Although, I need to look to see whether I've been charged twice. Because, yeah, I've been sent two of them. Very strange. Oh, well. Let's take a look at one of these. Very full box. Oh, the belly here. Get the lid off. Very nice. And yeah, it's literally packed with adventure and item tiles. If anyone's not familiar with Mouse Ritter and how the encumbrance works, it's physical item slots where items are tiles that have to be fitted into your backpack, the area on your character sheet. So what have we got here? I've got some character record sheets, which are like brown manila envelopes with pictures of backpacks on them. First adventure, the Ember Tree from LF OSR. The Ticking Tower by Joshua S. Moore. Mush Rush by Bodie H. Science Sorrow by Nate Tremaine. Workers Work, Rulers Rule by Skull Fungus. The Wizard of Arms by Amanda Lee Frank. Song of the Frogicle by Emma Acosta. Giant Snake in the Sewer by Noel Monster. The Fruit of the Orchard by Madeline Ember. Chapel of Eternal Peace by Diogo Nogueira. Tower of Soot by Lazy Lich. And yeah, that's it. And these are all printed on a really nice cardstock. And it's really, really nice looking things they are too. Lovely stuff. The Estate, Mouse Ritter Adventure Collection. Huge and ancient, a mountain of stone. It stood even when the most wizened of mouse elders were young. The estate dominates the landscape for miles around. Nestled under the floorboards, the mouse settlement of Brickport is beset by trouble on every side. Can you help save the settlement before it's too late, or will it be swallowed by the chaos that surrounds it? The Estate Adventure Collection brings together 11 author illustrators to create helpful, strange and adventurous incursions into the world of Mouse Ritter. Each adventure can be played as a one-shot or as part of your existing Mouse Ritter campaign, or explored together as part of an ongoing campaign. 11 adventures all in all. Also includes the Estate Guide campaign book, the Estate Poster Map, items and condition cards, character record envelopes, and a dry erase marker. Nice touch there. Copyright 2023, Losing Games, published by Games Omnivorous, co-published by Exalted Funeral. And yeah, a lovely package that is. Right, let's figure out what needs to be done with the second one of those. So the mystery is solved. As I said, I saw it was 50 quid. I added it to my watch list, brand new. Got an email asking me if I wanted to make an offer. So I offered them 40 quid. They didn't accept that offer, but sent me a counter offer of £45. But there was the opportunity for me to put in a second offer, which I did. I put in an offer for £43. They accepted it, but somehow I inadvertently managed to accept their counter offer of £45 as well. So I got sent two boxes, one charged at 43, one charged at 45. Fortunately, they were perfectly happy for me to return it, and well, obviously I returned and got a refund on the £45 one. So yeah, there we go. Almost managed to stitch myself up.
Oh well, one born every minute.
Hello Spencer, how you doing me old mate? I totally sympathise with you regarding March. Man, that went by so fast, and we're in April, spring's upon us. Oh well, feeling the age creeping up on me. But still, never mind. I'm feeling a little bit guilty that I haven't called in. Particularly, you're doing such a great job with these movie episodes. But I can't keep track. I'm going to have to pick out one and call in at some point, because everybody's got such intelligent and insightful stuff to say. I'm being left behind. well, I should be used to that by now. Anyway, look, I hope you're well. Keep up the good work. And I know it's not easy. This stuff takes some wrangling, especially when you get these characters phoning in after the event with their call-ins. Yes, I apologise in advance if that happens to be me at some point. Anyway, take care, mate, and I'll catch you later.
Thank you very much, Colin. And don't you worry, mate. It's always a pleasure to get a call from you. Colin Green of Spike Pit fame there. And I'm certainly in no position to talk because I haven't called in to your podcast for God knows how long. Anyway, I happen to know that someone is a particular fan of this month's movie, so I think it's safe to say that I'll be featuring a call from the man himself. And that's a perfect point to have a little reminder of which movie that is. Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal from 1982. Now, with this one, I am more than happy to hear folks' thoughts on the 2019 Netflix prequel series, Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, which does add quite a lot to this curious fantasy world. That episode will air on Monday the 29th of April, so the official entry cut-off date is the 26th. For a guaranteed slot in the show, I will endeavour to accommodate late entries. As always, send your entries to either spencer.freeforall@gmail.com or via Discord as detailed in the show notes. And I very much look forward to hearing from you.
Asked to do business with you.